I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, and it's so exciting to welcome back to the show an exciting artist that has been with us before. She was with us in Dallas at the truck show last summer, and watching her perform all over the globe with a number one hit already in Australia, well on her way here in the States. She joins us again, Jane Denham. Jane,
hello.
How are you?
G'day. I'm good.
Hey, it's so great to see you. It's an exciting performance. We've seen you play a couple of times for truck drivers at shows. What is that live show like for you, as you've done shows on so many different, you know, levels, you know, across the globe in your home country of Australia and here in the States? What is that process like, going out there on that stage of you know, because I'm not sure how much energy drinks you're taking in before you go in, but you're really active on that stage. What's going through your mind? What are you trying to bring to that audience out there?
Yeah, well, when I started in country music 10 years ago, I grew up on country music, and then I did rock for a while, and then did my first record, and there was some country rock songs, and there was a lot of ballads, and then every time I'd turn on the Jane Denham high energy, you know, show, everyone would be like, oh my gosh, and then I'd get booked because of that. So
yeah,
more, you know, festival stadium type right. shows because of what I do, and I run around on stage with right. my band and yeah. everything like that back home. So I had to really rethink how to do my next record. So the last two records have sort of been more of those type of songs, so I can right. perform that live, because when right. I get on stage, I don't even yeah. think about it. I just turn on that high energy thing that I do, and
yeah.
I don't know. It's just who I am. I've always been the same. I was a dancer growing up, so okay. I think that's probably where it comes from. And
yeah.
used to stand in front of the mirror and have my hairbrush and
yeah, yeah, right.
run around the lounge
yeah.
room.
Oh, I still do that. Is that wrong? Maybe at my age I should stop. What I always look at, like you know, actors in roles and also artists on stage, and I'm thinking, man, you've got to be fit to get through that and carry that. But I mean, I'm guessing a lot of that energy comes from the fans feeding back right
yeah,
there in
totally.
That one-on-one. But it is still very physically involved on stage, just watching you, you know, do that and
yeah.
watching some of your videos of live performances.
Yeah. Totally.
Do you have to work out to keep that energy level, or are you just naturally inclined?
Yeah, I'm naturally like that, I think, okay. anyway, but I do make sure I work out and,
right.
you know, keep fit as best I can.
Yeah.
To do that, because, you know, yeah. otherwise, you, especially as a singer, because you, if you're running and you're
right.
gasping for breath and you're not fit, then that makes
yeah.
it not that great
right.
for the crowd or the sound.
Right, yes, yes.
So, yeah, I have to do that yeah. for that reason.
Yeah. Taking a break every 5 minutes, like I would have to do, going, hey, you guys just wait. Just wait.
Just wait.
Yeah. yeah. It's really great. What music inspired you, or was it, when you were young, was it any kind of music that really kind of, you know, drew you in, where you started saying, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I want to do this.
Yeah, totally. Well, like I was saying, I grew up on country music. So my dad drummed country music into us like 24
yeah.
hours a day. He plays music all day, every day in the car, washing the car, whatever he's doing, there's
right.
music. And
yeah.
so that was very much, and we're a very musical family on both sides of my family. They're musical. So that was part of who we were. And I think when I hit the teenage years, you know, I kind of was like, oh, I love this rock thing. And so
right.
I did
yeah.
that for a while.
Yeah.
And then I took a break and discovered Gretchen Wilson. And I hadn't listened to country for a little while.
Right, right.
And so she was out probably about 12, 13 years ago. I think she broke with Redneck Woman. And,
right.
And I went, oh, my gosh, like that's something I could do here in Australia
yeah,
in
yeah.
terms of that direction, I guess. She
sure.
was, she was pretty much the person that inspired
she,
me
so
to the next gen, like the next sort of vibe of women in country rock.
Right. Yeah. So was that kind of a, basically her showing you maybe what, look, this is
yeah.
all your influences here.
Yeah.
You know, in Gretchen. And that's kind of what, where your influences
yeah,
were
totally.
With from country and rock.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And then I read her book many years later on a plane, and I found out we both grew up on country music, did
right.
the rock thing, and
right.
then Yeah, so I think also because of that, it was easy for me to combine both my country understanding and my rock. And that's why the producers, they approached me. I did a demo and have some songs. And they said, no one in Australia is doing what you're doing. We'd love to, you know, do an album. And so, yeah, and the rest is history. So it's 10 years ago I started.
Wow, just amazing. When you're going in and you're trying to, you know, lay tracks down, and so this is the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going, are you, you mentioned, you know, kind of, okay, let's choose some songs with energy and let's kind of, you know, have that behind it so that we can really go out there and perform it for the fans. What is it like in, you know, in 2017, to put an album together? Because, you know, back in the day, it would be a collection and sometimes it would have a theme or whatever it might be. Is there any mindset that you go in, or are you choosing each of those songs individually based on their own merits? Or?
Yeah, I tend to have an umbrella of an idea for an album. Okay. I'm actually recording next week while I'm here in America, which is really exciting, in Nashville. And I tend to have an umbrella of what theme I'm sort of wanting it to, but also marry it from the last album. So last album was Renegade.
Yeah.
The new album's going to be called Calamity, with Jane Denham Calamity. Get that.
Yeah, I got it. Calamity Jane. Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, so we're going to be recording that. But outside of that, songwriting, I've been doing lots of songwriting here, mainly in America actually, which has been a lot of fun. And writing the trucking music and, and all that has been really fun because they know, the writers know I perform the way I perform.
Yeah.
So it's really fun because they're writing it thinking, how is she going to perform this on stage?
Right.
So that's really fun.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I love doing ballads. Like, I've got a really great song, so excited to record, called Black Coffee and White Lines.
Wow.
And it's just a ballad about being on the road. And it's a beautiful song.
So. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and something like that often is a moment in a show. You know, I run around like a pork chop, you know, doing my thing, but there's also those moments when you do those ballads on stage, whether it's to a crazy crowd or to a, you know, in a pub with 10 people.
Right.
Yeah, it's just those moments are really nice. So I like to make sure I write, you know, great ballads as well.
On the writing side, is it a baby that wakes you up in the middle of the night and requires you to stay up all night until the job is done, or can you actually sit down, you know, kind of like a job and kind of sit down and go, okay, let's move in this direction? I mean, do you dedicate time to it, or does it just come to you, or both?
Yeah, well, you're right. Everyone's a little bit different. For me, I come up with ideas for songs or themes or directions or sound. And so I just keep a really strong list of what I want. And then I always co-write everything I do. So I came here thinking, it'll be interesting to see what everyone thinks about what I do and how I write and all that sort of stuff. And it's been amazing because every writer I've written with is like, we love working with you. We want you back. We want to write again. And so it's been amazing to be able to come back. And outside of that, other people are like, let's write. And I think what's unique about what I do is because even though not every song on my album is a truck song, it gives the writers that something different, something a bit unique, something a bit outside of what they're normally writing about, especially for a girl. Like if it's a guy, that's common, you know, not always common, but trucking songs, you know, for the guys is, can filter through, but they're like, what you mean this chick, she rocks and she sings about trucks. And so that's been really fun because, and I'm so particular about what I will and won't say, how I want, you know, very specific.
Sure.
So what I do is I tend to stop the songwriting process if I know, well, I'm never going to sing that. All
right. Right.
Because then you don't get a cut. They don't want to, I don't want to waste their time. And they don't, rather than turning up and going, hi, can you write me a number one hit? Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I turn up with, I call myself the fence pail provider. I turn up with all the bits of the fence.
Yeah.
You help me build it.
You help me build it. Yeah. Exactly.
So.
That's very interesting. What's next? Where's that next hill you want to go up? I won't say mountain to climb because I think you could conquer any of them. So for you, it's more of a hill. What is that next hill for you?
Well, we've been basically deciding what the next stage is. You know, coming to America 12 months ago for me was you know, let's see what that looks like. And,
right.
And, you know, obviously I've had a lot of success back in Australia, and I'd had other, I'd like the number one hit that you speak about was Addicted to the Diesel. And, but I also had some other songs, a duet with another guy that went to number one and stuff like that. So I've done that back home, and I've done all the big festivals and all that. And it's great, but I knew I really wanted to come over here and, showcase what I do in Australia, and that for me has been a bit of a mind shift because I've been so busy over the last 10 years doing what I do in Australia.
Yeah.
But signing to management here in America has been great with Stacey Wilbur. And so basically what we're going to do is I'm back and forth all the time to America, so I just continue to do that. And I can definitely see that what I do in Australia is resonating over here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm really excited to be able to do both. You know, I'll always probably live in Australia, but I'll probably live here as well, so it'll be between the two now, which was something, you know, 10 years ago when I started, I never dreamed would ever happen. But
it's
and great.
Here you are, you know, and the reception is so great.
Thank you.
And we wish you continued success. And of course, they can follow along at your website, right?
Yes. So Jane with a Y, just for those who, Jane spelt with a Y, denim.com.
All right. Yeah. Jane, always great talking to you. I hope we can work with you in the future. I know things are going to go great, so there might be a time and taking a little time off or Red Eye Radio. It might not fit into the schedule, but, you know, we hope there will always be a little time for us. If not, maybe even just give us a phone call and get us up to date.
Always got time for you guys. You guys were the first people to invite me out to perform last year at GATS, so I think I owe you guys a beer or two.
Well, we thank you for that, but honestly, it was our privilege. We've been so fortunate to have so many great artists, and you're right there at the top. Thank you so much. Jane Denham, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.